Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you chose to listen today to the weekday podcast. I hope you hear scripture today that will go with you throughout the day to encourage and challenge your life. The Bible is a treasure and a gift to us. When we treat it like a gift, there is a reward to gain. Recently, one of my team members, Laura, hi Laura, ordered some footballs for an activity we were doing in kids ministry. What she thought she ordered was not what was delivered. The picture online didn't match what she actually opened when the box arrived. We laughed about it, but how many times have you found yourself disappointed by false advertisement? You get so excited about something you have ordered online, only to be disappointed when it arrived and it was nothing like the picture or the description or the reviews. In our scripture today, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, defending his ministry for what he has been called to do. Paul is so passionate about the gospel message that he writes letters to the churches so they can know his love for them, to know Christ and his gospel. Remember, Paul was a hater of Christians, but God met him, took the blinders off his eyes and his heart, and set him on a new path of loving people and telling them about his love. Some people didn't like Paul's letters and said that what he wrote was different than what they heard in person. They said his words were unimpressive. Listen to Paul's response. I love this. It's from the book of 2 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter 10, verse 11. Paul says, "Such people should realize that what we are in our letters, when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present." See, Paul is saying, I am the same in my words and my actions. What I write about in my letters is the same as what I say to you in person. Are we giving false advertisement to the world as we proclaim Christ with our words, but our actions are far from the words we write and proclaim? Do our words and our actions match? Paul goes on in this chapter to say he will boast in the Lord. Nothing he does or will do is for himself or to commend himself. We boast in the Lord, and that is because of the work Christ is doing within us, not ourselves. Today, I want you to be encouraged that the power of Christ within you can help you as you align your words with your actions and make them obedient to Christ.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.